What are the best jobs for taking smoke breaks?
I mean,
gas pump attendant.
Yeah. I mean, because right now it's mostly like the service industry, right? Like if you're a bartender, like everyone who's a bartender has smoke breaks, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, is it the best ones like currently, or what would we think might be the best one to do it?
Probably think.
I would say, just like to preface that, any job that has worked outside is not the best job to have smoke breaks in, because you don't really get a break because you're just going to smoke while you work. Yeah. Whereas if you're inside, you get to go outside.
I would say,
and take that state mandated 15-minute smoke break. Actually,
I would say brain surgeon. That's fucking stressful.
Yeah.
Imagine taking a nice 15-minute smoke break where you gotta.
But then you can turn it into a half hour by having to scrub back in.
Yep.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yep.
Like during the brain surgery, you get 15 minutes. Well,
and like you could really smoke whatever you want because you got like that mask on to cover your breath.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, you have like, because maybe you don't got to scrub back in. You just have someone light it up for you and you just use a pair of tongs to. Put it up to your mouth and take it out. You know?
Right.
Could be a good way,
like a bread tie. You guys ever seen? You guys have never used a bread tie to smoke like a roach or anything?
Oh, I should use like a tweezers or something.
Tweezers works well too, but okay. a bread tie, if you wrap it around and then twist it, you have like a. So you don't burn your fingers.
Roach clip.
My buddies used to do that, and my buddies would do that all the time, and I'm like, wow, that's innovative.
What's a roach?
You probably want to call like a pest patrol for that.
Oh.
Something you want to get rid of right away.
Gotcha.
Okay. With a bread clip.
Yeah, you don't want to leave roaches laying around.
They eat the bread.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be a gas station attendant. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of gas and flammable things. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, that was the joke.
Okay. I was just saying, that's a bad idea.
Have you ever watched Zoolander?
Yeah. No.
I think teachers should get more smoke breaks.
Yeah,
I agree.
In the teacher's lawn, too.
Indoor smoke breaks.
Yeah. Sigs inside the classroom.
Mm-hmm. I don't think teachers should be looked down upon either if they're taking smoke breaks.
Okay, question.
Agreed.
Back in the day when you smoked everywhere, like on airplanes and everything, were teachers just smoking during class?
No, I think they smoked in the lounge.
Teacher's lounge, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was like, you can smoke on airplanes, but you can't smoke in the classroom. That was where they drew the line?
Apparently.
Maybe they could only smoke in like senior classrooms. Classrooms where they were 18 or they're legal to smoke. Yeah,
able to get drafted.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's like, you smoke in restaurants, kids were there. Smoking airplanes, kids were there.
Right.
Do you remember when?
Classroom is where they draw the line. Yeah. Too many kids in one area.
They're getting distracted.
Like, do you remember going into restaurants with smoking and non-smoking sides where they're just their tables apart?
Yep.
Yeah, that was strange.
It's not changing shit.
It like feels so much more long ago than when it was.
Yeah.
Was it like 2008 or something?
We were
in North Dakota.
Early 2000s, I feel like. People were still smoking in restaurants.
Yeah.
I remember the change happening and being like pumped that, we get to sit on that side at Perkins this time.
It's more yellow. That's
yeah. Yeah. And like, it's the same.
Yeah. My eyes hurt.
Yeah.
God, that would be kind of a vibe though, just to sit down for like a Perkins breakfast and smoke a cig
just fucking
with a cup of coffee.
Yeah. You get the Sunday morning church crowd in and you just rip a dart.
Church would be a great, pastor should get.
Yeah. Halfway through the sermon, they do a halftime for sermon so you can get a smoke break.
Yeah, I guess maybe let's change the question to what profession deserves a smoke break most? I think teachers are definitely up there, having to deal with kids all the time. Same vein, daycare people.
Yeah.
Daycare providers.
They deserve
a
smoke break. You know who doesn't deserve a fucking smoke break? Is pharmacists. They don't do fucking
no. No.
It's like the lowest stress job of all time.
The one pharmacist I know, I'm going to his house this weekend. The one that was our source during the last pharmacy episode. So if you have any more questions for him, now is the time for me to ask.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
How dare you?
Okay.
Where do you get
off? I'm writing that down.
What other professions deserve a smoke break?
College basketball coaches. They get really stressed.
They get so stressed.
Yeah.
Just coaches in general. Like, what is it? What? And like, obviously, like football is an intense sport and basketball is it's just like, imagine if bosses tried to motivate people at work jobs like coaches
They're
do.
Like jumping around.
Yeah, right.
Do you remember when Mike Zimmer?
Yeah, like they got a towel over fucking wiping their sweat and shit.
Well, Mike Zimmer got fined by the NFL for sneaking in a dip on the sideline. He'd hold the page up like he was calling a play and he put a dip in.
No, yeah. What's wrong with that?
Like, not only do they not give him smoke breaks, they are fining them for consuming.
Yeah.
Well, did you see Mike McDaniels? He was ripping vapes on the sideline last year. Did he
allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. I do think bus drivers should get to smoke while driving if the window's cracked at least 50%.
Yeah.
I think it's a 50%. It's like the tint rule. Like cops will pull the bus over if they see that it's not open 50% or more.
Is it illegal to smoke on a bus?
Probably.
I think so, yeah.
Probably with kids, yeah. But if the window's open, it's going to waft out.
Is that 50%? He's got to take his tape measure on.
Yeah.
But is it technically legal, or is it just like the school district doesn't let them?
I would say it's a school district.
Would you get a fine, or do you just get fired?
Hmm.
I mean,
that's actually a great question.
Because I have the legal right to smoke in the car with my kids.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think I have that right. I don't know.
Might be like a school public property thing. Mm.
But basically any profession you got to deal with screaming kids, I think, deserves a smoke break.
Yeah.
Lunch lady.
I don't even want the sloppy Joes unless they smell a little bit like cigarettes.
Well, yeah. it's like, wow, we got the gourmet sloppy Joes today. The beef was smoked on the grill.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking smoked brisket today for lunch.
Fucking hot box in the dishwasher. Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/youbetcharadio.